It's not every day that you come across an extraordinary unknown work by one of the nation's greatest writers. That's the first line of an article in the latest issue of Smithsonian Magazine. The great American writer is Langston Hughes, and the man who came across the extraordinary unknown work is Stephen Holscher. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
Langston Hughes is one of the most celebrated poets of the Harlem Renaissance. He died more than 50 years ago. So tell us where you found this work that had not been seen in decades.
Well, I work at the Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas at Austin, and I was working on a project that I thought was not necessarily related to Langston Hughes in the papers of an investigative journalist named John L. Spivak. And it was in the middle of working with the Spivak papers that I came across this manuscript that had a title to it, and it had Langston Hughes's name on it, so I knew who it was. But otherwise, there was no reference to it anywhere. Now I understand very well that it's not random whatsoever, but that's not how it first seemed to me.
Unlike many of Langston Hughes's most famous works, this is not a poem, it's an essay, and it describes a journey through the rural South that Hughes took with a friend. You deduce that this friend was actually Zora Neale Hurston, another legendary writer of the era. What were they doing on this journey?
They met up about halfway through the journey for Hughes. He was traveling through the American South, and he wanted to learn more about the American South. So he was on a train and hopping through Louisiana, the Mississippi. He gets off the train in Alabama, and who was there on the street but his friend Zora Neale Hurston. And they traveled a lot in Alabama and then over through Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and headed back to New York City. He was not from the South. The South was very important in his literary imagination, and so it was important for him to learn about it.
So this essay that you found is not long, and the focus is a teenager they met who had escaped a chain gang. Will you read a paragraph from this? The paragraph is after they've agreed to give him a ride in their car.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Gradually, before the lights of Savannah came in sight, in answer to our many questions, he told us his story. Picked up for fighting, prison, the chain gang. But not a bad chain gang, he said. They didn't beat you much in this one. Only once the guard had knocked two teeth out. That was all.
Give us some context for this. Why was it important for Langston Hughes to write about it?
This was a sight that travelers like Hughes and Hurston would have seen on the roads of Georgia. Mostly black men working on providing the infrastructure for cars such as theirs that traveled on. It was also a system of brutal incarceration that Hughes recognized immediately. It was no pure luck that most all of the workers were black. And Hughes understood very clearly that this was a form of racial oppression.
One of the strange, surprising details of this story is that it was published in Russian. Explain why.
Well, that was one of the amazing parts about this story. I really had no idea what the essay was. It was not published in any of Spivak's work that I could find. But it was only in reading deep into the archive that I found letters between Spivak and an American journalist living in Russia who thought that Spivak's book that came out in 1932 would be of interest to Soviet readers. And so he wrote to Spivak saying, well, you know what? Langston Hughes is in town. What if we ask if he would write the foreword to this book and we publish it in Russian? And that was sort of the light bulb moment when I figured out how all this fit together. So the book was eventually published in Russian in the Soviet Union, and Hughes wrote the foreword to it.
Do you think this essay is still relevant today?
Certainly the issue of mass incarceration and its relation to racism, which is at the core of his essay, unfortunately remains with us. There are so many historical actors out there that we just don't know their names, that we don't know their stories, and Hughes has provided us a window into one of those stories.
Stephen Holscher is an American Studies professor at the University of Texas, Austin, and he uncovered the lost Langston Hughes essay, Forward from Life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.